The confession came one day as they sat at the breakfast table. Nona suddenly broke down in floods of tears. Concerned, Martin asked her what was wrong. In between racking sobs, Nona told him. She'd made a mistake. A terrible mistake. Martin informed her there was no mistake that could not be rectified. Secure in the knowledge that he worshipped her, Nona began telling him the story. She told him that she'd gone to Armand Jordan's apartment to view a rare Picasso he'd recently purchased, and that once she was there, Armand had suddenly gone berserk and viciously raped her in every possible way. Now she suspected that she might be pregnant. At first, Martin had not believed this could happen, that Armand Jordan would dare to commit such a vile act. But once she got talking, Nona had insisted on reliving every disgusting detail, including the way Armand had tossed her out of his apartment when he was finished with her as if she was a sack of garbage. Martin's fury grew. He was not angry at his wife, for she was merely the victim of a perverted monster who had taken out his frustration at not getting a building they were vying for. His rage was directed toward Armand. But Martin Constantine had ways of dealing with rage, and it wasn't long before he took steps to alleviate his anger and his wife's pain. Nobody messed with Martin Constantine's family and got away with it. Nobody. Martin knew exactly what he had to do.